Thank you to Tim and all the volunteers who helped put that special feature together. We hope you found it interesting. On to our final set of articles, some of which have a theatrical theme. A sitcom and panel show star is coming to Norwich as part of his national tour. David Mitchell is best known as Mark in Peep Show, Shakespeare in Upstart Crow, and for being a team captain on Would I Lie to You? The comedian and writer, who is half of the comedy duo Mitchell and Webb, is releasing his new book, Unruly, on September the 28th. It will be an exploration of England's kings and queens of old, from Arthur to Elizabeth, and how they have impacted modern Britain. In the past, Mitchell has fallen victim to Norfolk's trick to say place names. He apologised on Twitter in 2016 after mispronouncing Haysborough on BBC Radio 4's Unbelievable Truth. Mitchell will be at St Andrew's Hall in Norwich on October the 4th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are £10 for admission or £30 with an added signed copy of Unruly.
An X Factor winner is coming to Norwich with the touring cast of a West End musical. The Drifters girl is heading to the Theatre Royal next month. The story follows the Drifters and the woman who made them, their manager, Faye Treadwell, as they navigate the highs of hit records and the lows of legal battles. It's a jukebop musical with songs made famous by the 1960s doo-wop and soul group, such as Save the Last Dance for Me and Stand By Me. The Drifters Girl was nominated for two Oliviers in 2022, including Best New Musical. Tickets are available from Norwich Theatre Royal for the performances from September the 19th to September the 23rd and are between £10 and £56.
A luxury train fit for royalty is returning to Norwich Station later this year, and there are six different options for passengers. The 1930s Pullman-style Northern Belle will head to the city on Friday, September the 8th and Saturday, September the 9th, and on both days it will collect more passengers at Ipswich Station. On the Friday trip, there is a choice of either champagne afternoon tea, the Spirit of Travel lunch, or the Laurent Perrier champagne lunch, which all depart Norwich at 12:15 p.m. and go through the countryside, returning at 5:05 p.m. Then, on Saturday, passengers will be taken on a trip to York, and they can either spend the day there or get coach transfers to Scarborough or Castle Howard, which is chosen at the time of booking. The latter is a popular filming location featuring Clifton House in the Netflix series Bridgerton. The train will leave Norwich at 8:30 a.m. and return at 10 p.m. and it includes a 3-course brunch and 6-course dinner with a champagne reception.
And finally, with the Women's World Cup final on the horizon, local Lionesses hometown North Walsham is paying their tribute. The new owner of a town centre cafe says she hopes to extend a mural of England footballer Lauren Hemp if the Lionesses win the Women's World Cup. The artwork was painted onto the side of Cafe Kitale in Hemp's hometown of North Walsham, Norfolk, in March. Hemp, who plays as forward, helped the Lionesses to win Euro 2022 and scored England's second goal against Australia in the semi-final of the Women's World Cup on Wednesday. The final takes place on Sunday. "I'm 100% keeping the mural. It was never in doubt," said Diane Kennedy, who bought the cafe earlier this month. "I'm not going to say if the Lionesses win the final, but when they win the final, we may get the mural extended. That would be a great thing."
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label over in the wallet and pop in the memory stick and drop it into a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who've produced it today. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. Thank you to the BBC Sports website for their article about Norwich City's cup win. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you've heard about today, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. And remember to keep listening to the Just Talk edition, which follows on. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Lynette, and
Robin.
Goodbye.